Welcome to the Trades Podcast, a podcast about the business of home improvement and promoting the trades to young adults. In this podcast, we talk with business owners, educators, and professionals about the benefits, skills, and related experiences of the home improvement business. Tips to help you with being successful from entry into the trades or established business owners. In this podcast, we hope to influence some young adults that the trades, as a career, is a great option leading to full and prosperous life. I'm Danny Torres, an MC, DJ, and podcaster, inspiring young adults by shining light onto career opportunities in our world today.
And I'm Jeff Mudd, home improvement contractor, writer of the Millionaire Carpenter series, and podcaster.
Stay tuned to 15 to 20 minutes of insightful tips.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. What a wonderful day that it is here today. It's a wonderful Thursday, and we have wonderful Sarah Wood in the house.
Hey.
What's
Welcome,
up, Sarah?
Thank you. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Yeah, and just for everybody, and you know, I'm Danny, DJ Danny.
Jeff Mudd, millionaire carpenter, writer, and contractor.
And Sarah, go ahead and just give us a little plug-in, you know, just let us know who you are and let everybody know who you are in this world.
Sure. I'm Sarah Wood. I own Allegiance Heating and Air Conditioning now for the last 12 years. Recently just purchased a new business with my husband. You could call it maybe an entity of Allegiance, but it's Absolute Duct and Chimney Services, cleaning air ducts, chimneys, dryer vents, all that fun stuff. So yeah, that's pretty much what we got going on right now.
Awesome. Awesome. And you're based out of over in what area?
We're in Santee, California. We are we service all of San Diego, though. We go all the way down to Chula Vista up to, I would say, about Oceanside's our limit. And then, you know, back out through Alpine. So we service all of San Diego.
Yeah. And I've stopped by the office in a really nice space.
Thank you.
Met some of your crew.
Thank you.
Always awesome guys. Yeah. Always awesome guys.
They're a good bunch. We have a really good crew right now. I'm actually really proud of them. It's a really good work environment. They get along, so, and it's tough to find in this industry good people in the trades, especially.
Well, that's why we're here, talking about getting into the trades and the benefits of working in the trades, whether you're working at a heating and air conditioning company like Sarah's, or you're a welder, or you're out there swinging a hammer, fixing a deck, or building a bridge.
Yeah.
That's what the trades are all about.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're building America, right? It's the backbone.
I love to hear that, Sarah. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, like they grew up and it's like, don't even think about how this country was made, you know, on the backbones of people that have worked and sweat and dedicated their lives to learning a craft.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, like you mentioned, you have a really good crew of guys, mm-hmm. Even girls in the office or anybody that's going to be out there in the field. And, I mean, I did notice that, you know, they are a little younger too.
Yeah.
You know, that they had, you know, maybe not too much experience, but that was something that you may have groomed them into. And how did you see them kind of pick, you know, your trades, you know, industry area? How do you think that they went into that, that process of really choosing how to get into that trades with you?
Well, it's really hard to get into the minds of them on how they actually figure it out, because unfortunately high school doesn't even talk about the trades, right? We're technology based, or lawyers, doctors, nurses, medical industry is huge. You have everybody wants to be a web designer or a DJ, no. You know, just something that they don't have auto mechanics, and they don't do wood shop anymore in high school. So unfortunately, you know, it really takes the parents who are raising them to teach them that there is other options out there. So I can't really tell you how they choose to get into it, but we do, how I choose to try to expose the industry, or, you know, get people to know about the industry, is getting involved in the contractor associations, like the Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors Association of San Diego, that has an academy to train these kids.
Great group.
And we go into high schools and colleges, and we set up booths. So that's what we do on our part in order to get the word out. So that's how we try to set it up.
Yeah.
And there's other schools out there, Summit College, there's the City College. I like the PHCC because you're able to work during the day, and they have a really good hands-on training. So the ones that do choose to get into these careers, the guys and girls that do choose to get to these careers, you know, they do it because they're mechanically inclined. They like to work with their hands, right? They don't want to sit and read through a book and write papers. That's not what they're wanting to do. So college wasn't the right way. So the school that you choose, you should really make sure that you're able to get that hands-on training.
Absolutely, Sarah. So you mentioned the way people learn is what mm-hmm. I just heard. So people in college might be very adept to reading mm-hmm. and they remember.
They retain that information.
Yeah. People in the trades use two different, they need to see it and they need to feel it with their hands. That's how they learn.
Right.
You know, you put a person in the classroom and tell them, you know, read this book and you're going to be a welder. They're not going to learn it.
Right.
You know, it might be part of what they have to do to get there, and that might be the hard part for them. But getting out there and putting that arc welder, you know, on the stick and feeling the sparks and, you know, forgetting to put the helmet down, and you learned, do it. Put that helmet down, you'll burn your eyes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you learn with your hands and you're watching people do it.
Yeah, and the school comes in handy. It's kind of like it comes right behind that hands-on training, and you really start to understand the why behind what you're doing. That's where the school comes in handy. But yeah, the hands-on training is what's most important.
Absolutely, yeah. It doesn't make a person smarter or less smart on how they learn.
No.
It's what's really important is the happiness, the fulfillment you get out of what you do. And that's one of the things that we're here at the Trades Podcast talking about, is that the trades are a very fulfilling and financially profitable way of a career, as opposed to college, when it's college debt and, you know, to get a degree in something that you really find out by the time you're done, you don't like.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing with the trades, you have to have a good work ethic and grit and grind, you know, like I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I'll tell you what, I have a lot of grit and I have a really good work ethic. So, it's kind of helped with, you know, my career path and also choosing who we choose to employ. Do they have that? Cause you can train somebody to do the job, but can you really change their character?
That's a good point. And I think one of the things I've seen, out of Sarah the last few years that I've known her is she's got a really good life balance. She does have two young daughters, or they're getting a little bit older,
yeah.
But they're important. That's part of her life, and that she's got a really good life balance. And from what I've seen, she takes that philosophy to work. You know, the people that work for her, she expects them to juggle and be upfront about what they need to do to take care of their family also.
I just had this conversation yesterday. Personal growth is huge for me. I just had one guy that didn't have really, he's young, you know, you're young, you don't have much, you don't have a house, kids, and now he's getting married, he just bought his first truck, they just got their first place.
Oh, wow.
Personal growth is huge, but that just sets the tone for this kind of industry or this career. It can really take you far. I mean, people tend to think that service-based industry, mm-hmm. such as plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, they don't tend to make that much money. It's not a good living, and it's not true.
In the economy that's out there right now, employers are screaming for trainees and experienced people from top to bottom, and you can make really good money now.
I would call it a technician's market right now is what I would call it.
Absolutely.
they're hard to come by, and yeah, I mean, there's so much room for growth monetarily. There's commission, you know, it's a technical trait. They learn. It's a skill that, no offense, Danny, I don't know that you would want to do. You know,
right.
It's not your
no,
job.
And that's exactly where I wanted to bring in that, like, shine the light on to that area, because I was just mentioning to Jeff earlier that, you know, I had friends that, you know, attempted to get into the trades, that they struggled with what they wanted to do within the trades, but they had friends, they had family, they had dads that, you know, were handymen, and they just didn't have the right career path or vision or, again, resources or education to see where and how to get there.
Right.
And that's exactly what I think this is the goal, to really stand behind, to sit down with someone like you. I mean, you really involve, you know, again, not just, you know, people that come to you, but also family, friends, to really educate and bring up.
Right.
And that's where I was going to kind of like ask you earlier, you know, what kind of recommendation on education after getting a job would you recommend someone to kind of, you know, feel like they're not just stuck at a job, you know, whether it's, heating and air, chimney and duct, you know, to make them feel that, you know, I'm continuously learning.
Continuous education.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have 2 points there. So the first thing I want to touch back on is I want to talk to the parents for a minute, because if you see that your child doesn't, you know, school isn't for everybody. Not everybody retains information the same way. So if high school's kind of a flop, stop pushing them towards college. Just, it's not, trades are good, whether it's makeup or it's hair or beauty, the industry or the trades. I mean, there's other options out there. So it really is going to start at home with really knowing your child, what they're good at, and putting them in the right direction.
Absolutely.
You know, and then the PHCC and Summit and all these other schools that are out there, then try to come into the high schools and, you know, give them a little bit more education that there are other options out there. As far as continuous education, what I would say if somebody's interested in the trades, don't just look at money. Like, don't just say, I want this amount of money. You have to see that there's actually a career path within that company you're applying for. Because you really want to choose an employer. There's employers out there that will pay for your education. They'll pay for your schooling. So that's super important. And then also continuous education after that, which, you know, in my industry, I'm sorry, I don't know all the other industries, but for me personally, it's an EPA certification or it's NAIT training, which is, you know, you can get through your local vendors, and typically you're a good employer will pay for that type of training.
Okay.
So if you're looking for continuous education, again, just to reiterate, find an employer that is willing to put you through that training and help you continue to grow.
Yeah. Come straight to Sarah.
Solid advice, Sarah. Wanted to ask you about some of your technicians. I know they go out and they're dealing with the customer and the home mm-hmm. homeowners sometimes. How does sales and sales training help the customer and help you, the technician in your company?
Okay. So sales are tough, right? Nobody wants to feel like they're being sold something that they shouldn't have. And Integrity does a lot for my company. We are a part of a nationwide contractors group called NextStar. And what they've done for us is allowed our guys to go on these really, you know, these 2 to 3 day intense trainings on sales. And it's not, you know, you really want to call them as a contractor or a business owner options. You know, so the way they approach the client, we just had this conversation yesterday. We got to give a shout out to David, who came in and he sold a few different items and whatnot, which was great, but it was everything the client needed. So I guess what I'm getting at, and maybe this is answering your question or not, but let's say in my industry, for example, if they're complaining about allergies or they're worried about sicknesses when they run the AC, a natural option for us would be to offer indoor air quality. Or if they have an old thermostat and they want a more energy efficient option, then we would offer them a Wi-Fi thermostat so they can turn it on before they get home and they can turn it off from their phone. But to oversell and to, you know, we're out there to fix an AC unit because it's broken, to sell a part that's not needed is not within, my guys don't make commission off that kind of stuff. It's options that the client would need or didn't know they need, you know?
Absolutely. So when I ask about sales, it's kind of in the general sense and the term everybody recognizes in the industry, mm-hmm. but you broke it down. Really, sales is a communication style.
Correct.
So if you've had training in sales, you've had training in a communication style. So if you're a good communicator as a technician, you can communicate with the homeowner, ask the right questions, what their needs are, what their real goals are, so that you can give them the most appropriate equipment or upgrades that they need.
Right, and I'll be honest, I'm not the best salesman, but I am good at putting people, where I come in handy as a business owner is putting good people or the right people in the right positions. So what I have done is I've seeked out this third party NextStar training where the guys go and they actually train them to exactly what you're talking about, how to approach the situation and make the client feel comfortable.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nobody wants to be sold to, but we all want education, know the mm-hmm. options.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, everybody hates going to a car lot and there's a guy running out there and it's like, what do you want to buy? Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
That's why I say shout out to Art with new car sales. Cause he takes care of that for me now.
Yeah, Art's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's exactly where, you know, the communication and the education kind of come into play, mm-hmm. you know, understanding your industry, knowing exactly what you can bring to the table, what you offer, what mm-hmm. you can't offer, and you know, asking the right questions, really being in the house, really seeing exactly what they need. It really helps kind of bring it all together to know that when you send your technicians out there, or any employee that's helping out a customer, that you know truly that, you know, I've set them up for success, and they're not going to be out there just to kind of pull anything out of anybody that they don't need.
Right.
They've got good product knowledge, I think, is what the core of the education that for them is. They've got good product knowledge, and they understand some basic communication skills to talk with the homeowner so they can get them the right product.
Right.
So. Yeah, I think that's great. And again, I just want to give a shout out to the North San Diego Business Chamber for letting us use the room, the space here. What, Sarah, hope you like it.
This is great.
Feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is great.
I might have to join now.
Exclusive co-host over here. Yeah, no, I think it's great. And, I mean, Sarah, you've shined some light onto some really great areas that I think a lot of folks just don't know and understand fully kind of yet. You know, you really touched on the education part, the, you know, from PHCC, being involved with different vocational schools, sales trainings. And that's something that's all those things are resources that when someone comes into, say, your company or wanting to apply, this is all the resources that they get, right?
Correct. Yeah. And that's why I said choosing your employer is so much more than just the dollar. Because the dollar will grow naturally if you're within the right company.
Yeah. So we got a few more minutes left, Sarah. You want to talk to us about the PHCC Academy? You just had a great golf tournament last week.
Yeah, we just had a lot of contractors out there, a lot of affiliates. It was a good time. Danny was out there, DJ Danny.
I was.
It was great. You did a good job.
Yeah,
it was one of the first events that we've done since COVID, outdoors, and lots of people there. So those are just good events for contractor camaraderie to get together and know that. So the Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors Association is a bunch of contractors within that realm that provide best practices and make sure we're, you know, doing the things that we're supposed to be doing within the industry correctly. It's just a source of knowledge, or it's a source that we can refer to. I mean, you're talking about, this is contractor owner now that we're gearing towards, but they have great resources for, you know, state legislatively or the CSLB, the Contractor State License Board, if you have issues. So anything like that, this is what the PHCC Association site is for. Just to bounce ideas off, you know, when I joined, I was about 5 years into my business, and I was either going to quit or I was going to keep going. And I thought about quitting because it was growing naturally, organically by, you know, with just, I guess, good customer service and good reputation and whatnot. So, and it was a little bit over at my head, and I didn't really know what to do. And someone said, get a business coach or join a contractor association. So I did both. And there's no turning back for me now. But at that time when I walked in, I think it was John Stevenson Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We were chatting, and it was my first time there. And they're like, oh, you need to raise your prices. That's one issue. I'm like, okay, done, check. But I'm just, you know, it's honesty, it's integrity within that association where we can bounce ideas, you know, to each other and whatnot. So
that's absolutely
the association side.
So whether you're a business owner or new in the first time you've got a job at a construction company, whatever it is, there's other people out there that have gone through it. They're there to support you.
Yeah.
I think at that time, to ask for help.
Yeah, I had 3 employees at that time. Now we have 18. So we've grown quite a bit. It's not my only resource, but it's one that I value. And then it's got the academy side. So if you're interested in, I think there's like 150 students right now.
Wow, that's great.
In the academy side for heating and air and plumbing. It's a 4-year plumbing program where you graduate with your journeyman's card. And
they work a job while they're going to school?
You have to. The state accredited school. So you have to work full time.
Yeah.
You have to log your hours. So it's a one night, it's on a school system. And I think it's 1 or 2 nights a week that you go.
Yeah. And then even from there, like you said, I mean, even though it's going into the owner side of, you know, being part of the PHCC, that's kind of like, you know, a step that any technician can pretty much take if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Getting the education side of it, obviously working hands on, getting those hours, and working with someone like, you know, having a successful business like you, they can kind of take notes on their own side, mm-hmm. and one day save up some money and really go out and do their own thing.
Yeah, they could. Yeah. The goal with the school is to work for the contractor that's putting them through school. But it is a good stepping stone also for somebody that wants to actually own their own business as well. I can't take that away from that for sure.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. In my career at Best Rate Repair Company, I think I've signed for 3 contractor's license firm employees that have moved up and gone on. And, you know, I'm sorry they're moving on and I'm losing them as a good employee. But at the same time, you know, that's the way the world works. If I had that opportunity, people have helped me along the way. So, yeah.
Well, that shows where you're at in your career, too. You know, because I think like 6-7 years ago, or maybe even 5 years ago, or even 4, I don't know, I would have been freaking out about that. So it just depends on where you're at with your career. But now my mind shift is different. I mean, it means that they've really learned within your company. You've helped them grow. And then, like I said, personal growth is huge for me. It's why I do this job other than my family, with my employees' personal growth. And that sets the tone right there. You've trained some people well.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's an old saying there. What if I invest a bunch of money in training an employee and he leaves? Well, think about it from the other side. What if you don't invest in them and they stay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's more that's mentally draining and monetarily draining as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think those are great points. I mean, that's got to be a really great feeling for you guys to have, you know, to have those sets of employees that you feel that you can really you know, see the personal growth within, mm-hmm. And just grow as a family within the industry, but really see them grow as a person personally. And I think it's important for everybody out there to understand that wherever you're at, you can really kind of tap into your own self within mm-hmm. your career, within your job, and really find out who you are, but also, you know, build yourself up, you know, build some goals. Whether it's, you know, a house, a family, cars, whatever it is that you want. But, you know, really finding out and really tapping into your industry, you know, especially with if you're going into the trades, understanding that picking your employees just as important as, you know, really finding out where your goals are going to be at in the future.
Yeah.
So.
And the gentleman I was speaking about earlier, I think he's about 25 right now. He's not done. He's got so much more to accomplish. So, I mean, that's just the beginning for him. So,
That's great.
Yeah. Great story.
That's great. Yeah, and that's what we're doing here at thetradespodcast.com. We're, you know, really shining a light towards the younger generation or wherever you're at in your life thinking about coming into the trades. So we really do appreciate Miss Sarah Wood here.
Thank you
so much. Sarah, go ahead and plug yourself in again, who you are and how we can kind of find out where you're coming from and where we can reach out to you.
Sure. I did want to say just one more thing real quick. Shout out to all the ladies out there. I just want to say the trades have been very welcoming to me. Some of my biggest cheerleaders have been men, and I just want to let you girls know that there is a path for you here. You could even reach out to my company if you want more information, but it is an option for you as well, whether it's internally in the office operations or it's out in the field. There is an option for you, and there's many women that have been here before that have paved that way. So don't let the industry or people around you set the tone that you're not welcome, because I'm proof. Definitely welcome. So
absolutely, Sarah, that's a great point. There's tons of opportunities for women in the construction industry to do stuff that they feel that is fulfilling to them. They can accomplish things, and there is no ceiling in the trades industry.
No, there's not. Thank you. So I know we're on time crunch. So yes, Sarah Wood, Allegiance Heating and Air, again out in Santee, servicing all of San Diego, and I just appreciate you guys letting me come on here.
Absolutely,
thank you.
Sarah.
Absolutely.
Fun.
Yeah, and even later on in the future, you know, you got something else going on.
I
would love to have you come back.
No. Yeah, anytime.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.